Welcome to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. If you're dedicating your time, energy, and focus into building an awesome body, but the sacrifices that you're making just aren't producing all of the same great feelings they once did, then this podcast is for you. Or if the bodybuilding and training success that you've worked so hard to earn isn't providing all of the happiness you thought it would when you started on your journey, and you even think it might be getting in the way of your overall happiness in life, this podcast will offer you insight and perspective. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is specifically designed to help dedicated bodybuilding and fitness enthusiasts who find themselves asking, is this all there is from time to time? No matter how great they physically look and feel, or how many people respect and admire what they've been able to accomplish with their bodies. Skip LaCour is a six-time national drug-free bodybuilding champion who has been a leader in the bodybuilding and fitness world for over 25 years. He is a success coach, speaker, and business owner. Skip helps ambitious men understand and execute effective leadership and influence skills so that they reach their goals in life with more clarity and confidence. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is jam-packed with simple and effective strategies and distinctions that will help you break out of your current way of thinking and take action so you can finally create a better overall quality of life. It will get you on the path toward more happiness and fulfillment and a new empowering identity that's significantly more meaningful than just having a great body.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this More Than Just Muscles podcast. I am Skip LaCour. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is for all of you, myself included, who love bodybuilding and training, and we put so much time, energy, and effort into it, and we've figured out that although that is great, we want to continue that in our lives, we want more for our lives, and if you're questioning if your dedication to bodybuilding and training, being so focused on it, and it has maybe taken your eye off developing those other areas of your life, and you want to make a change, and you know, you're visiting me every single week during this More Than Just Muscles podcast, getting my perspective of being a six-time national champion, going through the journey, being all in for so many years, writing articles, helping people with their bodybuilding training. I mean, that was my dream. That was my mission. That's what I could talk about incessantly. And it put me in a spot where I said, man, is this all there is? I want more in life. And I went through what I saw as a really challenging journey, my man formation to balance things out. I worked very hard on it. I share with you my experiences that how, you know, I was really into personal development, becoming the best you can be in all areas of your life for about 6 years before I was even introduced to bodybuilding, before I started developing that passion and being all in. And then I used all my interest in personal development to become the best bodybuilder, right? And so that's what I was really known for. I mean, this podcast is my attempt to reach out to all of you who are like me. And, you know, you have a great body and it's your safe place to go. It's your fun place to go. It's what makes you feel important. And, but you know, viewing your life, regardless of what it may seem on Instagram and Facebook, social media, when you're in your groove, doing your thing, showing your muscles, scrolling down your feeds, seeing people who you admire with their muscles and fitness because you love it so much, and also your friends, and you put that best part about you, you focus on that. But you know that behind the scenes, some things are missing. But you don't know if, are you the only one feeling this way, that some things are missing? It looks like all your other friends are having a ball. You know, they're doing their whole bodybuilding and training. They seem to be doing just fine, living a great life. But inside, yours doesn't match up. I mean, really, that's what this More Than Just Muscles podcast is all about. I'm surprised that as I talk about this more and more, number one, I really didn't, you know, start talking about this because I felt that I saw this big need of so many people. And I also didn't start doing this because, hey, well, this is my business. This is a little marketing niche. And nobody else is doing it out there in the bodybuilding fitness world. I can fill a niche and then that would help my business. That is not why I got into this. It's just that I went through my own personal challenges, my own personal journeys, and I worked my ass off to work through it. And a couple things that you know I feel grateful for is that I didn't start bodybuilding until I was 27. So I had, you know, regular life. This wasn't my only identity beforehand. Because if I didn't have any feeling of what it was like to be a regular person working hard at a job without this great place to go bodybuilding and training, you know, I wonder what it would have been like when I was done. At least, you know, for all that time, I was going like a normal person trying to go for the normal things, you know, extraordinary things. I guess I shouldn't say normal. I never wanted to be normal. I wanted to, you know, be successful at what I've done, not just go the normal route. But health, wealth, happiness, you know, not some specific dedicated focus and passion. I don't know if I wanted to be known all over the world for something, right? But I went through that whole phase like a regular person, again, whatever that means. So a regular person who wanted to be extraordinary, a non-bodybuilding fitness person. I went through that all up until the age of 27. So at least I knew what that felt like after, you know, the 15 years of just totally focused on it and making it my life, my career, my passion, my hobby, my love, my source of travel, entertainment, and everything. You know, I know that's not always the case with you guys. I mean, you love it. It's your place to go just like me. And you have regular jobs and things like that, right? But this is all about, you know, our emotions, what makes us happy when we're all alone, no matter who's around us, how, you know, happy and fulfilled we are in our own head. I mean, that's what all this is about, how to get to that place and be in a good place more often than not as you go through this journey through life. But so I knew what that sort of felt like, making the transition was so much more challenging than I thought. And I realized through going through my journey, you know, I was in a unique position. I'll tell you this, is that because of my bodybuilding and training and my efforts and being so outstanding, and this may be different than you guys, you know, when I was done bodybuilding and I didn't live the lifestyle, I mean, I still worked out, I'm still, you know, in good shape and things like that. But I could, you know, kind of let my brain ease because I didn't have the dedicated contest preparation. And I was making money from books and DVDs that I was selling and, you know, doing some online coaching, although that's not what I did. And I was still getting a modest supplement contract, even though they didn't ask me to do appearances or anything like that. So I had time to sit around and think and be a philosopher and figure things out in life, right? That was kind of a unique position where, you know, I know you guys don't have time to stop and think about all this stuff. You guys got to go through your grind. You got to, if you have to take care of a family, you got the job, you know, you don't have time to analyze yourself and think about all this. I was fortunate, again, because of the bodybuilding, you know, I still had the money coming in. And I, even though, you know, I still worked and I still felt the pressure of having to work and put the next phase together, I did have a lot of time to think about my journey and take steps back. And, you know, fortunate position or I work for that position. I mean, who knows? I guess that's all relative. The thing is, I realize you can't do that. You can't go through all this thinking. And all that time that I went reflecting, how do I bust out of this? How do I add to my quality of my life? And I did have the time, or I made the time, or whatever it is. All my thoughts, my transformation, my manformation, all the strategies that I used, I want to share those with you so that you don't have to set aside all this time to think, be a philosopher, do all these things. That's what this podcast is for. I can share my experiences and you can get it. Oh, wow, that's exactly what I was feeling. Okay, yeah, Skip, he's feeling what I'm feeling. I didn't know if there's other people like this. And I can just do it. You can do it and boom, in just a fraction of the time. That's what this is all about. All the hours of, you know, sitting on my black couch of, you know, my story, thinking. I'm here to bring it to you in a really short period of time. And that's what this is all about. As I get more into this, I'm realizing that nobody talks about this. Nobody even shares that they're even going through it. Maybe you notice other passionate bodybuilding and fitness people. You may notice it how they communicate or demonstrate their life, or you know, in subtle ways, they may be unintentionally showing you that they're having a challenge, or they're kind of just, that's the bodybuilding and training lifestyle and sacrificing other things in their life. They may be unintentionally showing you that, but who is being open and honest and telling you about it all to make you think, oh, I'm not alone, right? Hey, I'm not a freak for thinking this way. And that's what I want to provide for you. And I'm realizing that this is a subject, it's what they say, if you get a couple emails, there's a lot of people thinking about this. And, you know, and it, there's another a couple of things is that, you know, I was talking about, you know, why I got into this. This wasn't because, hey, here's a niche to fill, and this wasn't a way to make money, or this wasn't, it was just something that I went through. And I had a story to share that more people have got to go through this. Even though nobody is talking about it, and I don't know why people don't talk about it in bodybuilding fitness. I think we just focus on our body, or, you know, who wants to show their wounds and their pain? And I don't know if I'd be doing it if I didn't work through, if I didn't create the life that I have now with, you know, legitimate businesses that I focus on. I don't just check off and do that. I'm working towards a future that I take care of all the things for my future, that I am in a loving relationship and closeness that I didn't have when I was bodybuilding and training, going through that. And I'm married and have kids, and that's my priority. You know, those things that before I went into this bodybuilding and training, that, you know, it wasn't coming even though I wanted it, and I had no clue why. I don't know if I would have shared all this stuff if I didn't make it over to this other side. And when I'm going to talk about these confessions of a recovering bodybuilder that I'm doing, that I started. And that's a really an emotional process. And I want to talk about that. But, you know, the comments that I'm getting, hey, nobody talks about this stuff. And then someone asked me, well, is your life perfect? And my life isn't perfect. I don't even know if someone, if they had a perfect life, if they were real driving and, you know, had that mentality, there's always more to enjoy and to experience. My life isn't perfect, but I, through my one-on-one coaching and all the people who I help, you know, I know that I've accomplished things, I have a certain mindset, and I'm doing good, I'm doing better than a lot of people who I have the privilege to help. And, you know, and I want more, and I want more, right? I mean, it's interesting is that, you know, people come to me and I talk this way, you know, in my effort to help people kind of identify their challenges and take their life to the next level. You know, sometimes I'm really surprised, especially from younger guys, how they just kind of blow off everything that I'm saying. And it's like, oh, well, you're so successful, you know, on the outside. So it's interesting. Some people see me as massively successful, and I think that isn't, I don't know. I don't know if successful people say I'm massively successful, but I don't feel that way at all. But at the same time, I do feel as though that this message is helping a lot of people, you know, and it's two groups, people who are guys who are a little bit older, who have to make some changes. They know it. It's tough sleeping at night because something's got to change. And they don't know quite what it is, and these podcasts are really helping them start to identify this unknown source of pain and angst that's going on. Or the young guys who know that there's something, and maybe they can add to the quality of life, they can come up with a different strategy instead of going down the path of a lot of us, and they can make more balanced decisions now. Right. And this gets especially tough with the internet and everybody showing their best light. I mean, where do you fit in? I really think I don't care if it's business, whatever is important to me. The biggest challenge for me is that even when I'm doing well and feeling great about what I'm doing, I always wonder how am I really maximizing my abilities? Is there more to do? Should I just be happy? I guess I'm doing better than most, right? Huh? Maybe. Sometimes I think no. And I can see the people who in the areas that I want to master and take to higher and higher levels, I see them doing so much better, right? And so these are the things that are always like going through my head, just like you. And as I tell my coaching clients, because I've got this members only website where I document my day and every single day I check in with a video, the journey of life, is that, you know, some of them are fascinated by, you know, my attitude, how I'm always thinking of things, how I'm, you know, if I go through the challenge of ups and downs or things don't work out, how I could keep on going. And that's just conditioning. But the part that they see, that the first thing they notice is that there's no difference than the feelings and emotions that they're going through, the challenges. I mean, they're different scenarios. It's just how we all handle them. They're seeing me day to day as a real person deal with it. And that's basically the difference. I mean, success or the lack of success, happiness, fulfillment, or the lack of happiness and fulfillment, that's all in our heads. How we, you know, manage all that. And this is my attempt to help you, my brothers and I, and people who have gone through the same scenarios as me. It's my attempt to say, I feel you, I hear you, and keep on keeping on. And this is what I've noticed when I got to sit around and be a philosopher and think about all these things. This is what I learned. I know you don't have time to do this. Let me speed up your process. Or I talk to up to 20-something guys a week about their daily journals. A lot of them have this same fitness mindset like you and I do. And here's the commonality. Here's the challenges. So this is what I see, and then I get to share that perspective. And being in this for 25 years, I get to see a lot more than you. So I have a bigger objective view of all this, and I can add that insight. So you can say, I need to kick it up. I need to make changes. Or you could be doing better than most. So you could just worry about the matter at hand, knocking them down, setting them up and knocking them down, and do your daily disciplines, go for those results without so much angst going on in your mind, so much uncertainty going into your mind. Man, if you can eliminate that, and that's what this podcast is all about every week, life is going to be a lot easier and you're going to be a lot more productive. All right, I'm going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to tell you about these Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder that I started doing live on the internet, and how much more challenging this all is, this project that I've taken on and all the feelings and emotions that it's making me feel that I don't know if I was quite prepared for. All right, so I'm going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. So, you have your bodybuilding and training efforts going in the right direction. That's awesome. Are you now ready to take your entire life to the next level too? Sure, it takes a lot of focus and discipline to build a great body, but that's not going to automatically translate into an incredible overall life too, unless you have a clear-cut vision for exactly what you want for your life and an effective plan that you really believe in to make it happen. Maybe you've already realized this. Your body has improved dramatically. People compliment you all the time, but you still feel that there's something missing. What's your plan to become more than just a great body and create an amazing, balanced, overall quality of life that you can be proud of and confidently work toward? One-on-one peak performance coaching specialist Skip LaCour will help you channel all that your hard work, discipline, and abilities to become more than just muscles and help you build a life filled with confidence, passion, and purpose. You can have it all. Confidence in every social situation, wealth, opportunity, freedom, love, and connection, along with your impressive physical body and amazing health, when you know the strategies to put it all together and execute them on a continual basis. Go to SkipLaCourCoaching.com and see the different one-on-one life coaching plans Skip LaCour has to help you. Set up a free coaching session to see if this exclusive next-level one-on-one coaching program is right for you by sending Skip an email at Skip@SkipLaCourCoaching.com.
We are back with this More Than Just Muscles podcast. I am Skip LaCour. Hey, thank you so much for joining me every single week for this More Than Just Muscles podcast. Hopefully, if you've been listening to this, it's been really helpful. And it's that one place on the internet where someone speaks your language, they understand your challenges, nobody else is talking about this. And I hope that I'm providing that value. If I am, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. skip@skiplacour.com. Tell me your experiences. Tell me your journey. Tell me how this podcast is helping you. Again, I did it because I knew I wasn't the only one feeling this. I know, and I can kind of, as I looked around, I can assume other things about other people, even though it wasn't talked about. I knew this message needed to get out. And I am getting emails from you guys, right? And it's kind of like, if I can only help 10 people out of the 7 billion people on the planet, that would be worth it to me. And it reinforces what I've learned and what I need to do to continue to become this recovering bodybuilder and to have all that fulfillment in life. And I would love to hear your emails. I want you to reach out. There's one thing about me, and I tell you, as you're always trying to take your efforts up to the next level, you probably hear me in a little bit of energy level that's maybe different than maybe some of the other podcasts you heard me. And that's because I'm just going through this, you know, intense emotional journey that even with all my conditioning, even the stuff that I talk about, you know, it's really, you know, pushing me. But I'd love to hear your comments. It gives me focus and direction that you are listening out there. And I know this is a personal subject, right? There's a lot of guys who send me emails, and I realize that if some people are sending me emails, it's having more of an impact than maybe I realize. Right, but I love to hear your feedback. It gets me to push through, to be determined, to keep on doing, because I know it's making an impact with you out there. And again, I'll tell you guys, what I've made the decision to do is I give 7 coaching sessions free every month. Get clear, get focused, get results. So if this is touching you in some way, shape, or form, and you know you need to make a decision. I have guys come to me for one-on-one coaching, and they tell me they hover around thinking about if this is the right for them for a couple of years sometimes. And maybe that's you. Maybe you've been doing this for 6 months or the last 12 weeks or whatever. I say, you know what? Let's talk on the phone. Go to More Than Just Muscles. No, skiplacourcoaching.com/more. skiplacourcoaching.com/more. Okay. And I have this form. Tell me about your story. Tell me how this is helping. Tell me what you need to improve upon. Tell me how badly you want it. Take some time to fill out the form. And what I do is I choose those people who are ready, willing, and committed. And I'll spend an hour and a half time with you. It's my mission. It's my journey. It helps me become better at what I do. It helps me understand more. I'm always learning how to serve you better. So take action. Do this for yourself. If you love these podcasts, I don't know if there's a million of you, if there's 10 of you, right? But I want to hear from you. I want you to step up and take action. One thing is, as I take, you know, my social media platform, you know, I don't know. You know, I'm a guy like you too. I'm not 100% confident that what I'm doing is the right way. I got to make adjustments. I don't know if people just aren't listening. I don't know if this just isn't important. I don't know if it's my delivery. I don't know if it's in this age of the internet where you just got to be this wild and crazy or unique personality, almost eccentric. That's the only thing that people pay attention to. And I'm kind of a thoughtful in between guy. I don't know if I have all these eccentric qualities that make people want to gather me with all the choices on social media. I don't know. I'm just being me, right? But if there's one thing that I want to somehow find a way, and, you know, to take what I'm doing to the next level is to somehow be more interactive. You know, I notice some people have, whether it's their Instagram accounts or Twitter accounts or Facebook, there is significantly more interaction between the people with their comments and me. And there's something that I'm not doing. And I really want to think I come up here with a message, with my training as a speaker, as a presenter in personal development. And then I give you this message. You tell me what you think. I'd really love to hear your opinion. I think that it's like more seminar. It's like I'm the leader. I'm the coach giving you, it's like a one-sided conversation of information. And you're not open to go back and forth, you know, with your comments. You know, it's maybe the information is kind of more generic and it's not, you know, from the heart. I don't know what it is. Maybe you can help me, but I need to improve upon that. I want you guys to reach out more. I'll tell you, this is what I do. As you can tell, this is what I love. I do have the time to email you back. And I don't know if you assume that I'm too busy. I hear all of those things. Oh, well, you're Skip LaCour. And I don't know what exactly that means. But whatever you said that means to you, it isn't that lofty, right? I mean, I'm very good at what I do. I'm very passionate what I do. I'm very busy, but I do what I love to do. I have a family, you know, all those things too. But this is what I love, right? Anyway, so... Yeah, so if you hear a different tone, you know, what happened, and what I'm going through right now is a couple things. One is that this is the Mr. Olympia weekend as I'm doing this podcast. And it's just so interesting is that, so my feed is just filled up with people. All they're talking about is what's going on, Kai Greene, this Olympia. I see all the pictures. They're in Las Vegas. There are the parties, the booths, and everything like that. And, you know, I thought I was... recovered. I thought that I had moved on in my mission and everything. And, you know, not that I haven't, but I didn't realize how much that was such a part of my life and how crazy passionate I was. And that was the most exciting time of life and who was going to win and all of that. I mean, this time of year and getting on a plane and seeing all the stars and then becoming a star and all that. You know, I didn't realize how much energy and effort and passion and everything that I put into that and being in that emotional state and stepping up and just in so much more than the physical body. And so, you know, it was last night and, you know, I had the Mr. Olympia up on TV, you know, with my two babies sleeping on me, then going to bed and my wife. And I realized what a different spot that I'm in. Now, this is a spot that I always wanted. That I worked hard to get to, you know, but how does this compare, you know, to whether I was going down the right path to go into my 50s and 60s with the life that I really wanted? How does that all balance? I don't know, but that was a highly emotional, even if it was not totally complete, there was a lot of great things about that and feelings and emotions. And it took a lot of effort and energy and all that, this all-encompassing journey that, you know, I see a lot of people in, I was in, they're not thinking about the stuff that you and I are talking about right now. And there's a part of me, it didn't miss the whole journey. I know the dead end that was leading my life. I see the dead end that's bringing in your life, right? But what have I replaced it with? You know, because that, and I've talked about that, the challenge with all of this growing is that, you know, just say, I don't know, let's call this addiction, it's a drug, right? And it's so passionate, it takes so much, it consumes their life, even if it takes away from the overall quality of life. It is a high, right? And then you cut out that high because it's not, quote unquote, good for you. Or not the best thing for your life, and you make that rational decision, and then you make more practical, great decisions that are definitely better, right? It's just that they can't compare to that drug that you had in the highs, and it shouldn't compare. I mean, I guess you could create this life that is just so amazing, that's just like a drug, but I don't know. I guess it's true for everybody, or, you know, will your next addiction, whatever that would be. Some people would say all this energy that I'm putting with connecting with you, all this talking, all this present, trying to change people's life. I mean, that's an addiction, right? It's my business. I change men's lives. I love what I do. It's all encompassing. It takes a lot of energy, a lot of the same things. And hopefully it, how I have it all lined out, it doesn't take away from the quality of my life. It's adding to the bigger picture, the new revised picture. But the thing about it is that high, you know, I go back, I don't want that high back, but, you know, I just realize that's what I'm facing. That, you know, getting on that airplane, being there, and like, you know, I could just do so many memories. Oh, wow, there's Joe Starr, still a bodybuilder. Yeah, he's in the magazines. Oh, my God. right? Meeting them all. And then eventually becoming that and, you know, having to sit up straight and be presentable because you're in an airport with a lot of people going to the events and now you're the bodybuilding star and they're whispering about you. I mean, very unique, very highly emotional, engaging type of situation. What compares to that in regular life? And that's how you get through that. You got to be, you got to replace that, right? You got to create a life that replaces that, or you're always going to be drawn back in. And that's probably what your challenge is now. What my challenge was is being always drawn back in. But then you get older and older, you got to take action. And that's what I help a lot of you guys do. You guys come to me for coaching. We come to a plan. I get you, as you can tell by hearing that. Yeah, yeah. I didn't realize that. I get you, right? So that's one thing, you know, as we talk about this, more than just muscles. But the other thing is, you know, I've been writing this book. It's called It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder. That's more of a lot the same. It's my effort to this journey that I went through and all the feelings and emotions that got me into the quote-unquote addiction of bodybuilding and lifestyle and then trying to work my way through making my malformation to this life. It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder. But, you know, really I want to share the emotional state, the mistakes that I've made in an effort. So you're making the same mistakes. Many of you don't even know it. Some of you kind of know it. Sometimes it feels good to know that someone you respect that's been quote-unquote successful at something that you're working towards is feeling the same way. And more importantly, solutions on how to work through it. And so what I did at the beginning of this year, as you know, I do this podcast, I started putting, now this was an article, just a little background. This is an article that I wrote about five, seven years ago. I don't even remember, for Iron Man magazine. And they ran, it was going to, I wrote so much. I was so passionate about this story. And I was just like 5 years into my quote unquote man formation. And it would have been like seven parts, and the editor really loved it. And then they only published three parts of it. I got a lot of reaction. A lot of people could identify. A lot of people were intrigued by my story, but they stopped running the article. Now I had to get on my life. I had to kind of, you know, my own personal life, put that back in shape after that secluded bodybuilding life, business, making money, and things like that. I didn't just have all the time, even though obviously I've had a lot of time to think about all this stuff. I didn't just have all the time in the world just to sit around. I had to move and make stuff happen and continue, you know, building my life. So I didn't just stop everything and write a book about it. And even to this day, as I, you know, since that time started Mass Machine Nutrition, my supplement company, and all the hard work and dedication, the new skill sets that came along with that, new level of stress, just a whole new world when it came to that, in addition to, you know, meeting my wife, having new children, and all the other adventures that go with that. I mean, I love you guys. I show up for you guys for this podcast. I'm doing this video confessions series that I'm going to talk more about. But I can't stop everything to do all this to the level that I want, even though when I do finally finish the book, I know it's going to do great things. I can already kind of tell. So what I did is I just start putting out excerpts, you know, of certain passages, key points. And that was really good because what that did is stimulated so much for my coaching business. Guys said, God, you get me. I know that. And they come to me. You're real. You're honest. You're genuine. You're knowledgeable. You're insightful. And so that created a lot of intensity with the guys I work with. I mean, I've been in this deep relationship with these guys, talking to them every week, being so two people so concerned about their journey. It takes a lot of energy. You know, so I would, you know, I have on itsamatteroftrust.com, I have, I don't know, about 10 of these excerpts. When is the book going to get done? When is the book going to get done? And I kind of say, you know, my purpose really isn't to write a book and certainly not make $1 million from the book. It's to change lives. It's to share my experience, my pain being your gain. And so that the excerpts were kind of doing that. And it was making me having less of a sense of urgency to actually finish writing the book. Well, over the last just 3 months or so, live video chats where you connect. I mean, that's where technology is now. That's what this is all about. For people to listen to you, I talk about that personality that sometimes I wonder if I really even have to have make the impact that I want. I don't not have this rah-rah personality. I don't think I'm really eccentric. And all those things that you were told in school not to be, to kind of excel but kind of fit in, you know, I was pounded with that too. But the guys who are really making it, or there's something a little off, something a little different, whether it's intentional or not, and they get all the attention. And that's okay. I just don't have one of those personalities, or I don't think so. So mine's going to be, you know, more results-driven, more material, what I deliver, right? So Periscope and then Facebook, where I've got at this point over 500,000 followers on that. I said, you know what? I said, I got to take advantage of technology, you know, to do what I do, be this coach, be this leader, share my experiences, help other people. I always have jumped on technology. And so Facebook had this live chat like Periscope. And I started doing that. And I made a decision, you know, hey, you know what? I'm going to do these live chats. I'm going to do that. The excerpts, the book passages that I would post, if those made such a difference, if it got people interested, let me just perform. Let me just do this. Let me share. They can see my body language, you know, on live chat. And I started that a couple days ago as the, you know, you listen to this podcast, live online. But again, I'm just 2 days into it. I'm kind of, already kind of drained. So I'm going to take another quick break, not because of that, but not because I'm drained at the moment. But I'm going to take another quick break, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you the emotional ride and all the feelings that going on this new journey to do a live presentation of It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, and all the stories that I'm communicating, how it's really unearthed a whole lot of emotions that I wasn't prepared for. So we're going to take a quick break and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast.
Do you feel that you just can't get yourself motivated and disciplined enough to actually do the important things you know you must to reach those goals in life that you always say you want? Have you ever worked long and hard toward your ambitious goals, only to ask yourself, is this all there is once you've achieved them? If you can relate to these challenges, feelings, and emotions, then Skip LaCour's book, It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, will give you the insight and perspective to finally understand the obstacles that stand in your way and prevent you from living the life you really want. It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder is Skip LaCour's very personal and revealing story about his journey to find the oftentimes elusive feeling of happiness in life that we're all looking for. In this book, the 6-time national champion, drug-free bodybuilder, entrepreneur, and speaker shares with you the most powerful lessons that he's learned about life to make your experience the very best it can be. It's his sincere effort to make good on the promise he made to himself during his darkest days, to make sure that the personal pain that he suffered doing everything he believed was right, and most importantly, exactly what he did to overcome that pain, empowers you with more direction, perspective, insight, love, and passion sooner rather than later. In the social media age, where it seems as though everyone is trying to present their lives to be a lot better than they really are, Skip LaCour makes sure he doesn't play that game, so he provides you with the clarity and direction you've been searching for. Everything that happens in your life can and will serve you in some way, shape, or form. It's just a matter of time until you realize it. It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder by Skip LaCour will help you realize this about your own life. This book could very well be the source of the inspiration and information that you need to finally take control over your life and find your personal path to happiness. To learn more about It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder by Skip LaCour, go to www.itsamatteroftrust.com.
We are back with this More Than Just Muscles podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day and listening to me with all these options, all these great personalities, all this great information, all these avenues live videos, podcasts. Man, you guys are getting pounded with information. You got to sort through it all. Use your time efficiently and find the information that's going to make a difference in your life, because that's all this is about. That's why I'm showing up for you for these Morning Connection podcasts, is share my story, share my experiences, share my expertise in an effort to help you in your life in some way, shape, or form. And you're taking the time, you're taking the risk, investing your energy into me with the hopes that that's going to do it for you. And I want to deliver. I want to make that connection with you. I want it to be worth your time here. But I just appreciate the fact that you've made it this far in this podcast and you've taken that time to listen to me with all those choices out there. So, you know, this podcast, particular episode, you know, I'm talking about, you know, this whole journey, this More Than Just Muscles journey, and how, you know I made a lot of progress, but I'm challenged, you know, now. Maybe it's a continual thing. You know, I am not an alcoholic. I've never been, or a drug addict, any of those type of addictions. We're still kind of playing with is bodybuilding, that lifestyle and addiction thing. But, you know, one of those things that are really not good, right? I don't think many people can say or rationalize that their drug addiction or their alcohol addiction is good in some way. You know, we're still figuring all that out as we go through a journey about fitness, right? But not many people can argue with those things, alcohol or drug addiction. I've never experienced that, but, you know, me working with so many people for so long, I mean, I certainly understand it. I understand what they go through. I've talked to many of you who have those type of addictions. Many, there's people in bodybuilding training, they just traded that limiting bad, quote unquote, bad addiction for a more positive addiction of bodybuilding fitness. So I'm very familiar with it. But one common thing is that you're never over it. It's something that's always in you, and you got to deal with it, that it's never done. You're still that addict. You're just a recovering addict, right? I didn't realize that, at least to this point in my life, that I still have this emotional high from the whole bodybuilding experience. And, you know, maybe I've quote unquote made it to the other side, but it's something that, you know, as I'm unraveling this, maybe I'll never, well, God, I can't, it's hard for me to think never, but, you know, watching the Olympia, seeing everybody go crazy and, you know, be so excited about the trip and post all those pictures online and seeing them and remembering I was at place. Maybe this is so normal for me to think that, right? And miss that, you know, I mean, it would be like some, you know, drug addict missing that high from the drugs, or an alcoholic missing that, how they change their state immediately with the alcohol. I don't know. Maybe, you know, me talking with you this way, maybe it is an addiction, which, you know, I'm still kind of playing with that. I know the people I talk to is, well, they don't see it as anything bad, right? That's one thing that, you know, I'm kind of coming to deal with some emotions as we go through this Olympia weekend, and I'm looking at, you know, my feed. But the other thing is, again, I started this online presentation of It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder. I have so much to say, so many short stories. So I think they're interesting. You guys have found them. It's created this connection. I mean, it's win-win for everybody, right? So when these, you know, new live formats like Periscope and this live Facebook come up, I said, I'm all in, man. I'm going to do it. And I'm 2 days in. I am exhausted. I am drained. And, you know, I got two little babies at home, a 2-year-old and an 8-month-old, right? And, you know, that may have something to do with, but I'm just, it's like this podcast every week, you know, that's easy. But now it's like I got to think, I got to plan, I got to present. I'm two days in and I'm exhausted. I'm drained because I'm thinking about this 24 hours a day to how I can come through and share this message. And, you know, this is on a podcast that I do every week, this More Than Just Muscles podcast. Those videos are live. And then now you've got more wheels turning from the two cameras that are going on while I'm doing it on Periscope and Facebook at the same time. But also, you know, I got to be cleanly shaven. You know what? just a little sneak behind the scenes. Right now, I'm not even wearing a shirt, right? I'm in shorts. I'm in my podcast room doing this. But, you know, when I do these live things, I mean, I got to be cleanly shaved. I got to be dressed. I'm thinking about the presentation. I'm thinking about the longevity of this video. I don't want to be a one hit. I want it to have the ability to be evergreen, that someone can watch in 6 months or even 2 years and still get the value out of it, right? So a lot of stuff going on, technically going on, but I got to go back and feel my pain. And before, I would write in different chapters or when it was ever convenient. This is like I kind of committed to stepping up on a continual basis. I don't know if I can do, I don't want it. Like, you know, the podcast that I did yesterday was about all the opportunities, my addiction to bodybuilding and why I got into it and how I was closed off from people. And, you know, if you heard enough of my stuff, it's like, you know, the key to your life is being open, willing, enthusiastic about creating relationships with people, whether it's business to bring you more money or that intimate person to bring you more love, even friends. And a lot of us in this bodybuilding, we got some serious trust issues. And I talked about how it's cost me, and I used an example like with bodybuilding.com. And you can go to itsamatteroftrust.com/video confessions to see these live presentations that I'm doing. And that's painful. You know, how do you get by in life? You make mistakes, right? You hopefully forgive yourself, or you at least put it out of your mind and you move forward. Hell, man, I'm having to live this and I'm stacking them day after day after day. And so we'll see, you know, how much, I mean, once a week on a podcast like this in an effort to help you, it's even therapeutic for me. But man, every single day under those conditions, we'll see, you know, how I do, right? But right now, I'm going to be doing a live presentation about an hour and a half. And this is more challenging, these emotions, right? I'm really stretching myself. Why am I telling you all this? I feel you, man. If you've made it to the end of this podcast, if you've been listening to my other podcasts, if you're in this theme, and if you've already sent me emails, I hopefully you can send me emails. You get this? Man, we're going to get through this together. And hopefully me sharing this and the respect that you've built for me and how I've, quote unquote, made it to the other side. I balanced things out. Hopefully that's inspirational. Hopefully it makes you not go for your journey alone. Maybe you can identify with what I'm saying and gives you hope. I don't know. But I understand you. I understand you. And again, I'm going to throw out that offer. Go to skiplacourcoaching.com/more. skiplacourcecoaching.com/more. Fill out the form. Let's talk. Let's set up one of those sessions. Let's see if you can one of those seven. You know, I'll tell you, I do all this. I'm pounding. I know that this is a sensitive type subject. This isn't, especially guys, you don't talk about this stuff. But this is your life, damn it, you know. I don't have a lot of people, for how much I'm out there, from how much I know this is helping you, how much I know that I'm going through it, you know, I don't tell you guys to step up now, do this now, go to skiplacourcecoaching.com/more, fill out the form and let's talk, give you the directives. I don't push it. I kind of just throw the information and then, you know, I hope you guys follow through. I see your desire to help you to the other side and I let you marinate, right? But, you know, sometimes I think I got to tell you, I got to push you, I got to keep on saying it over and over again so you speed up that process. I said something like that on videos. Hey, I want to hear from you guys. I know you guys are just sitting there listening to me. I know this is helping you. I know you appreciate it. Hey, give me some feedback. Sometimes I don't know what's on, if there's anybody listening to me on the other side. And just by saying that, it caused quite a few people to say, Skip, I just want you to know I've been listening. I'm one of those guys who've just sat back. I have not reached out, but I'm listening and I appreciate it. And I can't tell you how helpful that was. But my point is, maybe I need to give more directives. Maybe this is the time. Maybe I need to tell you as your coach to go to skiplacourcecoaching.com/more, fill out the form. Let's talk. Let's get this process started. Let's quit the marinating process and let's start getting your life to the next level. All right. So that's going to be this More Than Just Muscles podcast. I'm going to catch my breath, do some cardio, take a shower, and get ready to do video number 3 of this live presentation. All right. Get myself in that emotional state to stand and deliver. and not be so damn tired, all right? So, hey, continue training hard. Continue thinking big, not just in the gym, but in your entire life, because you, me, we can do it. We can become more than just muscles. Have a great day.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast.
Are you interested in one-on-one coaching with Skip LaCour, but you aren't quite sure it's a good fit for you? That's totally understandable, unless you've had one-on-one coaching in the past or have talked to someone in-depth who's had a great experience with coaching. It can be a real challenge to appreciate its full power and recognize the positive impact it will have on your life. You can get all of your questions about coaching answered by talking to Skip LaCour directly on the phone. Schedule a free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour directly about your current situation, the goals you want to achieve, and the challenges you believe are standing in your way. Skip works exclusively with men who are the most committed to their success. He'll gladly take the time to explain all of the benefits of his one-on-one coaching programs and determine if the two of you would be a good match moving forward into such a close, consistent, and intense working relationship. Schedule your free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour about one-on-one coaching right now by going to www.skiplacourcoaching.com/talk. Once again, that website address to schedule your free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour about one-on-one coaching is www.skiplacourcoaching.com/talk.